Alan Boyd has a roundup of some of the other science stories that have been gracing the headlines this week with our Naked Scientist newsflash.
Rats consume twice as much chocolate as they would normally eat when the concentration of an opium-like chemical is increased in a part of a rat's brain that wasn't previously thought to be linked with hunger, say researchers at the University of Michigan. Levels of a naturally produced chemical called enkephalin increased markedly when the rats started eating the chocolate. To find out whether the increased enkephalin levels caused the overeating or were simply a product of it, the researchers stimulated the same brain area with another opium-like chemical. This caused the rats to eat 17 grams of chocolate in 1 hour, the equivalent of consuming 3.5 kilograms of chocolate for the average human. The work, published in Current Biology, has applications to the underlying mechanisms behind addictions, from binge eating to drugs, as author Alexandra De Felice Antonio explained.
One of the hallmarks of addiction, and what makes it kind of odd, is that over and over, addicts will say that they don't enjoy the drug as much and they want to quit. They don't like the drug experience as much anymore. They don't find it as pleasurable. And as that pleasure decreases, at the same time, the wanting and the motivation for the drug is increasing. And so here we found, again, a brain area where those two are split apart. You don't have this increase in liking, but you do have this intense increase in wanting or motivation.
HIV medication can lead to increased liver toxicity, and a test for liver toxicity that requires only a drop of blood and some specially designed paper has been developed by Diagnostics for All, a company working in collaboration with scientists at the Beth Israel Medical Center in Boston. The paper changes colour when exposed to two enzymes present in blood plasma, similar to the way litmus paper reacts in the presence of an acid or alkali. Higher concentrations of these enzymes mean a greater chance of liver toxicity. The test is designed for use in developing countries, as it requires no special training or electricity, costs pennies to produce, and can give an answer in minutes. It is also very accurate, according to Jason Rowland, Senior Director of Research at Diagnostics for All.
We compared the test to a state-of-the-art instrument that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars and is located in modern hospitals. While that instrument is certainly more accurate in the sense that it can measure the enzymes to a finer degree, and the ability to place a sample in these ranges of normal, elevated to highly elevated, we found that our device could do that with 90% accuracy.
The work was published in Science Translational Medicine. Quantum computers attempt to use the principles of quantum mechanics to create much faster computers, and until now they had been created using such exotic systems as photons of light. In a computer, bits are the ones and zeros that are used to store data and do calculations. Scientists have now created an equivalent quantum bit using the same techniques as the current silicon-based computer industry. Researchers at the University of Sydney were able to read from and, for the first time, write information onto a single electron on a single atom of phosphorus attached to a specially engineered piece of silicon. Co-author of the paper, published in Nature, Andrea Morello, explains their next step, to produce the basic building block of a fully functioning computer, known as a logic gate.
So what we have demonstrated here is just the first bit. The next thing you need to do some useful operation, is to take two bits and do what's called a two-bit logic gate.
And finally, bees are well known for their ability to find the most efficient paths between flowers. And now scientists at Queen Mary University of London and Rothamsted Research have observed and simulated how they do this outside the lab. This research could have applications to the way autonomous robots travel in the future. The team set up five artificial flowers 50 metres apart, arranged in a pentagon, and observed the order in which the bees visited the flowers by fitting the bees with small radar transponders. The bees began with long and complex routes, with multiple visits to empty flowers. However, after trying around 20 routes out of a possible 120, they optimised their paths. The bees used trial and error to find the shortest route between flowers, influenced by previous experience, which made shorter routes, once found, more likely to be used than longer ones. This meant the shortest path could be found more quickly, as Dr. Matteo Leoro explains.
The bees do not try all the solutions. Instead, by being smart, they can find the shortest possible route efficiently with a very little cognitive abilities.
And that study was published in PLOS Biology.
Alan Boyd with our Naked Scientist Newsflash.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash. Reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.